We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah,
you
dumb
ass. You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eyes.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Hey, before I do Donkey of the Day, I want to salute to my guy, NLE Chopper, too, man. He just hit me on the face.
That was classic.
Great, mm-hmm. Great young man.
Yes. I like him.
And remember, it's not too late to change the baby's
no,
name.
No, Chosen One is fine.
Let him be great.
Charlamagne told him that too. Charlamagne said, it's not too late. No, Chosen
Mustafa.
One is fine, man.
Mustafa.
No, Chosen One.
That means Chosen One in Arabic.
No.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, August 17th, goes to actress Taryn Manning. Yeah, if you don't know who Taryn Manning is, she played Tiffany on Orange is the New Black. In fact, the reason I even got a Netflix account back in the day was because of Orange is the New Black, okay? Everybody and their mama was talking about how good this show was, and they were correct. And Taryn's character, Tiffany, was the main antagonist of the first season. She played a meth head whose nickname was Pinsatucky. Yeah, Pinsatucky. And if you've never seen Orange is the New Black, spoiler alert, she dies in season 7. Okay?
Jeez.
Overdose. It's been over 4 years. Come on, man. It's been over 4 years since the final season aired. If you're not caught up by now, you never will be, so whatever. But we are gathered here today at Hee Haw Missionary Baptist to give Taryn the credit she deserves for being stupid. Now, Stitches is here from 103.5 The Beat in Miami. She's our guest co-host for the day.
Come
Stitches,
on.
What do you think of side chicks? When I say side chicks, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
No.
Okay. Okay.
You know those giffies that say no.
Got you.
Yes.
Got you.
Like, okay. Yeah. No.
Well, the reason I ask is because you know, my family, AJ from the We Talk Back podcast, drop on the clues bombs for AJ. She always says side chicks should get beat up because a man couldn't cheat if the woman didn't allow it. Meaning, if you know that man got a girlfriend, or you know that man married. Why are you choosing to mess around with him? It takes two to cheat, and the man is definitely making a poor choice, but he's also making his choice based off the options he's presented. A man can only do what he's allowed to do, and her logic is, if women stuck together and decided, hey, we not sleeping with other people's boyfriends, we not sleeping with other people's husbands, then the option to cheat would be off the table. Debate that amongst yourselves, or maybe we'll debate it after Donkey, but one thing's for sure, two things for certain, black men don't cheat. And men of other races shouldn't cheat either. And one thing I agree with AJ on is women shouldn't be accomplices in the act of adultery either, because if you're a side chick, that's what you are, an accomplice in the act of adultery. And that is why Taryn Manning has been called to the front of the congregation, because she recently got on social media and admitted to being an accomplice in an act of adultery. Look at this headline, okay? I'm gonna read it to you, all right? It's on E! News. It says, Orange is the New Black's Taryn Manning admits to affair with married man. Do you want to hear her confession? Let's listen.
Oh, boy.
The man that I've been messing with is a married man, and every night I was licking his butthole. Yep. Because he liked it. And
oh, my God.
I didn't mind doing it. Yeah. We drove all the way down to Newport Beach today so I could buy him a boat. Mm. I was so in love, so I thought, so I could buy this gentleman a boat. And I brought cash to put a down payment down. Like, I really love him. Mm. And his wife, because he's married, I can't stand her.
That's the part
I've been licking your man's butthole for weeks on end because he likes it a lot. Mm. And I do it to him. And he comes to me. And it happens. Don't you ever threaten me when your husband came to me to get his butthole licked. Mm. Don't you ever threaten me again, Leanne, you dumbass.
Don't say her name.
Taryn Manning.
She done said her name.
What? Taryn Manning. Wow. Not only are women willing to be side chicks, the side chicks are out here licking buttholes and buying boats. Ask yourself if you've done either for your significant other. Okay? When it comes to analingus and buying boats, all right? Did I pronounce that right?
I don't know.
Analingus. It's about right. It's about right.
When it comes to analingus and buying boats, you can't do them or you're not willing to do them. Which is it? All right, Taryn, you should be ashamed of yourself. You out here being an accomplice to adultery. Your tongue should not be touching that woman's husband's butt. You out here being a bottom feeder and buying this woman's husband a boat. Why? So you can sail out with him and lick his balloon knot on the water? Huh? You want to go out in the ocean and catch your own starfish, or you want to keep licking on the starfish that belongs to another woman? You never thought about how starfishes look like buttholes until just now, right? You're welcome. All right, Taryn Manning, you're just doing too much. And my brothers, come on, man.
Please.
Salad tossing. Getting your salad toss. You're not just supposed to be out here doing that with randoms. Okay, if butt stuff is indeed your thing, you should reserve that for who got the ring. I repeat, if butt stuff is indeed your thing, you should reserve that for who got the ring. No wedding ring, no anus ring. Taryn Manning, would you suck a wedding ring that wasn't yours? Let's just say you a person who wears their wedding ring on a chain around their neck. Every now and then, I put my charm in my mouth like this. You don't never do that? You know why I do that? Because it's mine. Imagine this was my wedding ring and I walked in and some random person was sucking on my wedding ring. That's how you should treat the anal ring. Don't put your tongue on a person's anal ring if that person doesn't belong to you. Taryn Manning, go find your own husband and stop pinching and licking on another woman's loaf. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's bad enough you sleeping with another woman's husband, but you also out here snacking on boonkies and buying boats? What kind of penis is this man giving you? You have absolutely no reason to be doing both of these things. Okay, Taryn, you got to pick a struggle. Personally, if I was the man, I wouldn't want either because I can't explain either to my wife. Where did this boat magically come from? You bought a boat and didn't tell me? I don't know how to reply to that. Okay, either one of those questions. You know, especially when the side chick is the one who made the purchase. Okay, and my God, how do you reply when your wife says, and you let her eat your Hershey Highway? Men, we so stupid, we probably reply, yeah, but she used the spoon. The moral of the story is cheating is wrong. Infidelity is wrong. Not judging because I've been open about my mistakes, but if you're not happy with the person you're with, then just end it.
Agreed.
Right? Cheating is selfish, especially when you have a person that is loyal to you. It is absolutely trash to disrespect a person who is loyal to you by cheating on him or her. Now, I don't know this man Taryn Manning is talking about. I have no idea who she's talking about. I just want to tell him, sir, if you're listening, you can't have your cake and have your cake eaten too. And please give Taryn Manning the biggest hee-haw for eating it.
What is this infatuation with licking the bum? Like, where is this coming from?
I got it.
You got
don't knock it till you've tried it.
You've tried it.
Yes, with my wife, absolutely.
Well, you better stop eating other women's husbands. You better stop putting your tongue on other women's husbands' butts. What is your problem?
I said my wife.
Did
you not hear my wife?
That wasn't in real life, real love. I didn't see that part now.
I love Gia, so I'm going to leave that right there.
He was open about some things, but he wasn't open about that part.
Hey, man.
Damn.
Hey, that's my mama listening this morning.
Say peace to BET.
Oh, Lord.
BET.
Genevieve, I'm so sorry, Genevieve.
Peace, BET.
Peace. So
now,
sorry.
Can we open up the phone lines?
What is a balloon knot? A balloon knot. What did you call it?
When you go home later today,
right?
Just bend over, look in the mirror, and look back there. Let Gia take a picture for you, and then you look at it, and then look at a balloon knot, and then you tell me if I was correct. That's all.
Where do you
You're very vivid. Like you had to take a picture of yourself and say, "What does this look like?"
You were that a lot of time kid who had that imagination. Were you not?
I'm that adult that still has that imagination. Yes, but you're right, Stitches.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, where do we go? Where do we go from here?
Should side chicks get beat up?
Okay.
Okay? Because it takes two.
I say no to side chicks. Well, if you do that
No, we're going
to
talk about what we do.
You can't tell me what you just heard ain't worth a fate.
800.
For the man, too, then.
585-1051.
Well?
Suck my Y'all ain't going to never make it out the hood. Y'all going to die, bro.
What?
I don't know where that came from. Soldier Boy just be popping out. You know what? Call us up right now. I don't know what the hell is going on. Stitches is here. We're talking butts. I don't know.
Hey, it's a breakfast club. Don't put that on me. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
I didn't put no butts on you. I didn't say nothing about butts with you. You know what? Call us up. So side chicks get beat up. The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Jesus Christ.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.